The race for the governorship of Maryland is on, and candidates are coming out with their plans for the future of the state. This is Don Rush. Democrat Mike Rosenbaum has offered up a plan to spend millions on such things as job training and child care. We caught up with the candidate to talk about his plans.
This plan involves hiring folks. We are going to hire folks at $15 an hour while learning. We're going to provide health insurance, and we're going to fully fund the cost of developing the skills to move into industries like healthcare. The other thing we're going to do is we're going to make it easier to go to work. So childcare is the number one reason folks can't go to work. It's obscenely expensive, and it's incredibly difficult for even folks who make middle or high income wages to pay for healthcare. And so by funding healthcare so that we reduce the limitations to going to work, we'll ease that burden. So we will do that. We'll fund transportation, and we will provide $2,000 forgivable loans to be able to bridge the early paychecks, to be able to pay to put gas in your car, fix up your car, get clothes, pay the upfront cost of moving into a career. So we'll reduce the barriers, and we'll make it possible. And in doing so, we'll guarantee a career to every Marylander who wants one, and we'll provide a surge of healthcare workers to address the crisis we have in the healthcare industry.
Talking about some kind of government program that does that, what's the mechanism there?
Different industries will work differently. Some industries have mature apprenticeship programs, others don't. And so depending on the industry, we will either provide the funding, subsidize the funding, you know, provide mechanisms to employ directly. We'll do whichever is appropriate for the industry that we're talking about.
So the question becomes, where does this money come from in the state budget?
We today have 500,000 fewer people working in Maryland than in historic labor market peaks. And so what that means is that by providing pathways for more people to work, we generate more tax revenue. At the same time, as more folks earn more money, less economic support is required for them from the state. So more people making more money means more tax revenue and less expenditure required from the state because folks make more money and don't need those expenditures as much anymore. And so what that means is this plan will free up $3 billion a year at the state level within 6 or 7 years. What that means is that we can fully fund the blueprint without raising taxes. What that means is that we can make the investments we want to make without raising taxes. What that means is that we have flexibility on tax policy. And the key is that by having more people working and making more money, we generate more revenue and more space in the state budget. That's how we pay for it.
So in terms of the state legislature, how receptive do you see them as being to such a major change?
Starting with the Democratic members of the state legislature, but ultimately all of the elected officials in the state. And folks are incredibly receptive to it. Incredibly receptive to it. Today, we are finding significant support among legislators for solving this problem, solving this issue, which is that far too many Marylanders are stuck. Far too many Marylanders do not have a pathway to make enough money to have a basic level of dignity and economic security to make enough money to raise a family.
Mike Rosenbaum, Democratic gubernatorial candidate in Maryland. This is Don Rush for Delmarva Public Media.